Minister, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to The Come Up, starring the white boy with sauce, Matteo Sorgivani. Tonight, we have a very special episode, as always, because we have not only one, but we have two special guests with us. We have Yeni, Yuka, and Sandro here with us.
Hello, what's up? It's your yellow boy with sauce.
That's right.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your brown boy. It's Sandro. Don't get him mistaken. What's up?
That's lit, bro.
He gonna get it right eventually.
Sandro, my fault.
Don't say it again. Sandro. Oh, Sandro.
Sandro.
There you go. Sandro. Beautiful.
My fault. Tonight, folks, we have a very special episode. We're gonna be playing more music from Yeni Yuka and Sandro from what they produced. But we also have tonight, we also have Bimboy Curly's newest album. Well, it's a deluxe. It's Curse and Chaos Deluxe. We're gonna be playing his song Keep On Going, which he made with me in mind. Pause, but not like that. Anyways, we also have Kana with Saturday. Even though we're premiering, Kana's great.
Kana's amazing.
Kana's so talented. I can't wait to have him on the show. He's been on the show a few times, but like not as a main guest. But I can't wait. Y'all excited?
Yes.
I love Kana. Kana's my favorite, man.
I love Kana.
This is going to be an interesting ass episode. Anyways, yo, stick around. We're about to be playing Bimbo Curly's new song, Keep On Going.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Yes, sir.
Oh, Kana.
Curly.
Yeah.
Stick around. Stick around, yo. This is Bimbo Curly. Keep On Going.
I know
from la tu madre de mierda.
We back at it.
Oh, we're back live.
We back live. we in for a funny ass episode tonight.
Pussy one.
An Asian man just said that. Anyway, so let's talk about the music, bro. So introduce yourselves. Who are you guys?
My name is Yeni Yuka.
Yes, sir.
I'm a singer, a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I make music.
Word. And what about you, young man?
My name is Sandro. You know, I also can rap, but mostly I'm a producer and an audio engineer at the end of the day.
Word. Okay, that's really cool. Honestly, bro, we haven't had a producer. You're like the first one. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel like it was meant to be this way. I'm supposed to be the first one.
Of course, bro. I wouldn't have chosen anyone else.
Exactly.
He's a pioneer.
Exactly.
I'm a pioneer. Exactly. It's a step in the right direction, for real.
He's an audio engineer.
That's right.
We work together very tightly.
How long y'all been working together?
A month.
Yeah, like a couple. Hey, no. Like a couple months.
You got hired like a month ago.
Hey, relax. What? Like a month ago, but we've been working for some months.
for some months. Yeah. You've been producing his beats or just auto engineering?
Half and half. You know, for the most recent, it was mostly audio engineering, but I did do some production on it. Mm-hmm. But as we're looking forward right now, it looks like I'm gonna do a lot more production.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, you did some producing on Shady, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
the guitar.
The guitar is on there. The little guitar slapping. You hear them slapping, smacking. That's me
teasing. Okay, shit.
Slap.
That's pretty late. How long have you been producing for, or in like audio engineering and music in general?
I've been producing for like 10 years now, since I was like 13. Word. You know, so I've been doing shit for a good while now. I got my first placement when I was like 16, with like SoundCloud artists type of shit. Mm-hmm. But audio engineering and purely just mixing and that sort of style, I've been doing for the last 5 years, I'd say.
That's really cool, honestly. And what would you say like your sound is like? Like, what's your music like?
Recently, I'm really inspired by a lot of groovy shit.
Okay.
A lot of groovy shit. Like K-Tronada, like that's an obvious answer, you know?
Don't curse.
That's cool. But honestly, yeah, we've been listening to a lot of K-Tronada lately, for real. And like, we love the vibes. We love the ambiance. It's a very... I like it. But what about you, Yenny? What do you have to say? How long have you been doing music?
How long I've been doing music?
Yeah.
Since I'm 18.
Word.
So it's been a little while.
That's pretty cool. It's very interesting.
It's been about 7 years, but I stopped for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit of a gap between your discography, like between your latest song and your last one, which was like
22 or 1, I don't remember, but
I think so. We have a song with Veve, I think that's her name.
Oh yeah, that's ugh. No. We're not gonna talk about that.
Oh my god.
Veve's not in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, we're playing it after. You want me to skip over that song? We're supposed to play it.
Yeah, we can talk about another song.
Okay. Alright, cool. So what was the gap like? Like between, like, was it mostly just for like reflection or just to like
No. Break? Retirement. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not the type of guy to reflect on anything. No. I stopped music for a very obvious reason, is that I was graduating school.
Okay.
And I had to focus on my career because music don't make money. So I had to actually do something that, you know, makes money. And then right now, like ever since everything is stable, like in my day job, then everything's good. You know, my career is taking off, so... It's cool. Now we can get back into music and just have fun.
That's pretty lit. Honestly, you came back, and you came back better than ever, dude. Honestly, Shady such a good song. We've had it on repeat for a minute. Oh. It even made it on the top to our best songs of 2025 for the come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty lit. For real, we love the vibe. It's such a... Compared to the other songs that we have on that playlist, it's mostly been like underground, opium... You know, type of vibes like that. I don't know if you've heard our previous stuff.
Yeah.
But it stands out, and that's why I like it a lot. And like even the way you've marketed it too, like it's different, and I like it. Like it looks so professional, especially like Studio The Crib, right?
Yeah, that's my studio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. So talk to us about that. Like, what's that like?
The part of working in film.
Yeah, or both.
Working in film is great. Because especially if you're trying to get into music later on, because like you meet a lot of people, and when you start off in film, you don't exactly start off in doing narrative films, short films, or like long feature films. You start off in commercial. Mm-hmm. And commercial means music videos. So by working with like a bunch of big labels, and like most of my clients are labels, you know, so we kind of got the chops of how they proceed with their marketing for their singles. And also, like, not gonna lie, that music video was done on $0 budget. It was only done because, thank God, I know how to make videos. I know how to film shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about the...
But honestly, dude, I feel like some of the best videos are just the ones that are, like, the most unscripted.
Yeah, they raw. Yeah, this was completely raw. It was, like, a couple days before, I call up a bunch of homies. I was like, yo, come to the studio, I'm shooting a music video. And actually that happened. Shout out to this guy called Massey. But he ego checked me.
Word.
Like a week before that. He was like, You're a bomba clap pussy. You can't I don't believe you if you're gonna get back to music because you're a fucking little bitch. And I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh
and
yeah,
you hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, you about to say something?
Yeah. And then week right after, I was like, fuck it, I'm doing a music video. This was completely unplanned. I don't know. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. I was just like, look, I'm gonna make it look nice, you know, and then improvise from there.
When you did Shady, like, was it like, were you planning on coming back, or was this just something that you did like on the fly, like, fuck it, we're gonna drop it?
Well, for the longest time I was thinking of coming back, but you know, there's a lot of work happening, you know, like a lot of like career development. So I was like, I don't have time for this, because I know music that I'm going ham.
Yeah,
I'm like going ham on like treating it like work and less like a hobby.
I feel you.
So I was like, okay, I need to actually release this. This was actually a song I wrote like a year and a half ago. I was in a really bad place and I was like extremely horny, so I wrote this song.
At least you're honest.
Huh?
You're very honest about that.
Well, songwriting comes from like very deep emotions, and
yeah,
horniness is a very strong emotion.
It's a very perceiving emotion.
Very horny. Let me add, very fucking horny. As someone who has to hear that track a million times over and over again.
That must have been a crazy ass.
The amount of times I had to hear, I feel your cookie leak. Every time I heard that lyric, every time I'd be like, yo,
you know,
I'm just trying to mix right now.
You know, I actually got that line from like some AI porn.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's
wild. We can't even talk about that.
You're not going to talk about it.
That's wild.
You know what? ChatGPT needs to be stopped.
No, it was actually aiuncensored.io, but okay.
Plug.
Cherubim Mobile.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
To the people tuning in, that's a completely fake website. Do not go on
there. It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Unless you wanted to.
I made that up.
You made that up. I got to concentrate. Okay, you know, but like, okay, during your break, did you at least work on, like, did you write, or did you, like, no music, like you?
No. I had my little studio set up at home, so I was writing a lot. Okay. Like in my time offs, I would like record music at night, do a scratch track, and then after that, shove it in a folder on my desktop and forget about it. Just keeping the chops, you know, because like once you get into music, you don't want to stop 100%. Ever, you know. It becomes a hobby instead of a job. Like the main enjeu, how you would call it, is like going hobby to work. And if you're starting publishing it, you know, you don't want to just like just do it and just leave it out there. That's why like you got to put in work, and coming back with more experience, that helped a lot. But still, like, it's still a lot of work, and I'm still like wondering if this is going to be a path.
Honestly, like, you always have to have your eggs in two baskets at once, I feel like.
Where do you have your eggs?
My eggs are in a lot of baskets right now.
Oh, you whore.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I got this. I got my full-time job. I got school full-time. I got this other business thing. I had another job interview today for a different type of job, for another marketing thing.
So you're dipping your eggs in all these?
Yeah.
How many bitches you got, bro?
Don't worry about it.
White boy with sauce.
Marissa.
You got that white sauce. You feel me?
White boy with sauce.
He's loaded.
White boy with sauce motion for him. And, okay. How would you say, like, your writing was, like, did your writing or, like, your music change, like, during this, like, hiatus?
Yeah, it did change a lot.
For the better or for the worse, would you say?
I think it's for the better, just because I've grown up. I'm not 20 anymore.
Fair.
I've had a lot more life experiences and writing a lot about more life experiences. Not gonna lie, working in film means writing a lot. So my writing itself got better and I expanded my vocabulary bank.
100%. I keep getting these stupid ass like foam things in my headphones. My phone.
Clean your headphones, cuz.
Yeah.
Clean your ears. Here's a Q-tip.
Why your headphones so dirty?
I don't know, bro. It's the last person who used it.
Why your budget so low?
It's just like, it gives like a little fluff and I keep getting a little like things.
Scratch it.
Yeah, I know.
You want me to scratch it for you?
Say less. Anyways, like, this is getting weird.
It's not weird if you don't make it weird.
That's fair. And what about you, man? How would you say, like, did you ever take a break from making, like, producing, writing?
Definitely. I've taken a lot of breaks. You know, you got to take those breaks because locked in your bedroom, you know, making these beats all day, you're gonna get better, but there's gonna be a point where you're just stuck.
You write about the same things over and over.
Exactly. You just keep making the same thing and nothing new is coming out. And that's where you gotta live life.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
With maturity comes experience.
Exactly.
And like that's the thing. When I used to write stuff too, I would always get like writer's block often. You know what I mean? But after like once you like take a break from it, you come back like twice as strong.
Exactly. You take that break, you go live, go party a little, talk to some people, fuck some hoes, you know.
Well, let's be honest, the best way to write is to live through traumatic experiences.
Real.
That's real.
Yo, that's I wrote real. Some crazy stuff just off exactly. Some crazy shit.
Shady was after his traumatic experience, you know?
What like, was Shady? Are you comfortable talking about what Shady was about?
Shady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it about anyway, before we play it?
Like I said, I was just horny.
It's true. My fault.
I was... No, like, listen. Okay, let me tell you the story a little bit, right? When you're in a long-term relationship, you know, you're not really horny because you...
Yeah.
You get it all the time. Well, it's more like because I was unattracted to her.
I don't think you loved her, bro. I don't think y'all was in love.
No.
Damn. How long were y'all together for?
And then...
No,
never mind. And then after that, when we broke up, that's when, like, after the first month, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking horny. And then I started writing this song. And I was like, yep, this is a good way to let it out, you know?
Just pure lust.
Yeah, it's better to write lyrics about lust than actually acting on it. And then after that, regretting all your life decisions and getting a couple of, you know, STDs. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good way. It's a great outlet, you know?
Would your next song be about STDs? No, I'm joking.
STDs? If you want this.
I mean, it could be interesting.
You want to?
Just make it like a Jersey type beat. Jersey type. Boom, boom, boom.
STD. I got STDs.
Yeah. And then put your producer tag at the bottom.
Do you have a Sandro, tag? Sandro.
Que lo que para mí es Sandro, 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 Sandro.
STD. STD.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy.
Now you got no choice but to make that song, dude. That's I'm sorry, y'all gotta make that.
I have a track in the vault somewhere. It's called I Like Men. It's completely false, but it is a great house track. It is such a great house track.
What was the inspiration behind that title?
Huh?
What was the inspiration behind the name of the song?
I Like Men.
Exactly what it means.
Is that what the song is really about?
No.
Oh.
Dude, it's like 5 minutes of me just going like, I like men. And they go.
Oh, wait, that might be hard. Wait, hang on. Yeah,
that sounds pretty hard.
That's actually pretty tough.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty hard. And it actually got me in trouble. It actually got me in trouble.
Because
I was in a relationship and like she actually thought I was gay.
Damn.
But like.
Look, she should have known better.
Girl, yeah. I'm a little bit zesty.
But in the right ways, though.
Period. For real, bro.
Period,
shout out to Claire. Every time I see her, she's like, hey, Miss Girl. And I'm like, hey, Miss Girl, how are you? Hey, Miss Girl.
Oh, my God. See that 20-inch Brazilian buzz down you got on you?
For real. She's Latina, too. She's Latina, so she got a little bit of a flavor, too. But she's also Jewish. So,
let's
guess.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, speaking of Shady.
We got to run off that.
Yes.
We found a place, Shady. And it's going to be lit. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So, yo, stick around. This is Shady by Yenny Yuka. Sandro.
She be acting shady, but I know she gon' stay. Worried about some Katie, but I been flirting Tay. Never cared for Stacy, was only for a day. I'm a big chunky boy and them lady love the bass. They all got a tape and I'm begging up the case. Blood and I'm French and it's swoon when I say. Coming back au Vietnam, on va pas à Rencontrer tous mes les cousins, on va pécho dans le kid, You been loving, but I heard he said bye. Baby, hear my shoulder, just come over here and cry. I'm gonna take my chains, don't hate me, but I slide. I know that you still love him, but remember that he lied. Girl, I swear, I'ma listen to you. I never scoff, and I'ma care for you. And if my game weak, baby, you can call it off. But I'm your friend, your father, your confidant. I ain't a son, but I like to kiss your feet. Lick the back sweat, your spine. Smile, the twinkle, you made a man weak. Yeah, I like to tease you and feel that cookie leak. Fuck the streets, let me take you home. Wash off the sins and I mute my second phone. Now I wait a minute till I feel you in the zone. Ain't a boy no more. Let me show you that I'm grown, that I'm.
Bonjour, ici Ken Express. Votre commande est prête à être livrée.
Yeah, yeah. L'ennemi m'a saoulé. Je suis dans la pêche. Tout est en double. Excellent à vitesse. Passe la nuit sans sexe. Y'a tiré la. Ligue dans le tank à sec. 200 sur la rue sans cesse. J'ai mis la plus meuf dans le julep. Un fuck dans ma whip. Elle était seule. Elle râle comme la cave. Elle a trop kiffé mon zob. Elle s'est mise à genoux et m'a checké une top.
Mais bon, slash.
Pile dans le poche, sac dans le bain. Elle colle à ma crème et je me colle les dents. L'amande est salée, excès de vidange. Spète la nuit à fuck. Mes gars ont passé quatre potes. On a tiré les couilles sans cesse. Des bébés dans le tank à sec. Je rentre au Thai Express. 3h du matin, on a quitté l'hôtesse. Petit charming, petit simdeg. Petite peau juste avant qu'on les spec. La haine m'a saoulé. J'suis dans la Benz. Tout est en double. Excès de vitesse. Passer la nuit sans cesse. On a tiré les sangs sans cesse. Liqueur dans le tank à sec. 200 sur la rue sans cesse. Yeah, la haine m'a saoulé. J'suis dans la Benz. Excès de vitesse. Passer la nuit sans cesse. On a tiré les sangs sans cesse. Liqueur dans le tank à sec. 200 sur la rue sans cesse. Yeah, mouvement slash. Gris à schling. Pile dans poche. Sac dans le bain.
Yeah. Non mais check ma dégaine. Je mange comme une crade. Mais Mano aime parce qu'il kiffe les bétaines. Je suis de la merde. T'écoutes encore. Merci même si que j'ai fait craser le son. Toujours sous coup. Y'a pas de temps mort.
La haine m'a saoulé. Mais c'est mon confort.
On est 5 dans la haine. Sous crack dans la caisse. Aventure pour le bitch. La nuit on les hit. On les hit.
Passer la nuit sans cesse, on a tiré les sangs sans cesse. Les gars en tank à sec, 200 sur la rue sans cesse. Yeah, mouvement slash. Gris à schlingue, pile dans le poche.
Do you want to have a discussion about me?
Something you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At The Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
All right. So everyone, I've been Olivier from Internal Closure. You've been listening to CGLO, and have a nice evening, everyone.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. At Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Really fucking American.
American.
We're like back Canadian. Live. Oh. How are
sorry,
you?
Sorry, I was talking. I was talking smack about the Italians in Montreal.
It happens.
Nah, he wasn't.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens. I do it all the time. 1690. We listen to the Come Up with White Boy with Sauce. Who are we here with?
What's up? Welcome back to 1690. This is Yellow Boy with Sauce, Yenny Yuka.
Who are we here with?
Yeah, boy, Sandro. He kind of brown. He kind of loud. He lit with it.
That's right, bro. Sometimes the world isn't black and white. Sometimes it's yellow and brown, for real.
Did you just call me a chink?
No, you called yourself.
He did, bro.
He did.
He did. He definitely did.
I have to do a... Okay.
White boy with sauce, about to get my white sauce up in here.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, you know what?
Has to.
Anywho, take me out to dinner first. I have to do this thing.
So there's a possibility.
Called, like,
it's possible.
I have to do this thing where it's like a sponsorship. It's resume. Like for a... for the show, we have to, like, I don't know what, it's like a fundraiser.
Okay.
Mm. And basically, I don't know what I have to promote, but I think it's funny because, like, we have to raise $50.
$50.
I know, big.
50. 50.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do a UNICEF ad.
UNICEF
right
ad.
Now. A UNICEF ad style. We're going to talk about.
Great. Yo, I've donated to UNICEF. The motherfuckers have not stopped calling me.
Oh wait, hang on. We're gonna play a sad instrumental.
Sad instrumental?
Okay. A sad instrumental, and it's gonna be very like.
Okay, I'm gonna go ASMR on this. Okay.
You're gonna give me ad-libs.
Get it. Yeah, okay. Tell me.
Okay, hold up.
Tell us up. Tell us up.
I gotta lock in. Hold up.
Lock in. All right, here we go.
I don't know if I like this. No, I don't like this.
I was feeling that. I was kind of feeling that.
You know what?
I was feeling that.
Okay.
Get on it.
You kind of ruined it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I got this.
Right, it's been 50 years.
No, like, okay,
all these children, all these mothers starving. One grain of rice wasted might be a whole meal for them. Please, we are asking for you, out of your kindness of your heart, help the kids. Contact us at unicef@unicef.com right now with a $50 donation.
Why are you guys doing really good? This is really good. This is Yenny Yuka. Yenny Yuka has to walk 5 kilometers every day. To get a studio session. Please donate.
He has to walk 5 kilometers every day just to get some water.
No.
He's starving. He is thirsty. Super thirsty.
No.
Thirsty for water?
Very water.
And thirsty for something else.
Anything. The fucking
please
ad-libs.
Donate today. Today.
Okay, you know, enough. Oh, I might get fired. Fuck, that was worth it. Oh, that was so funny.
Are we going to get the $50 donation?
Oh, dude, I'm going to pay.
We're definitely getting it.
Oh, getting
it. Getting that shit. We locked in. We locked in.
God bless you, UNICEF.
Unanimous donor who could, like...
Please send $50.
Please, bro. We need that.
Please, $50, bro. I need some Burger King tonight.
I don't know who they're gonna set up. They use it for like just themselves. It's like the for equipment and stuff. How do you donate? I don't know. They just told me to do it.
Are we still on live?
Yeah, we're still live. We're live.
Crazy.
I know. Dude, we had this one episode with his name is Smokey Picasso.
Smokey Picasso, yeah.
Dude, that was the most unhinged shit we've ever had. Just blows it out the water. This is hilarious.
Hey, we stay blowing.
Pause for a
moment. Pause, resume.
You said you were a film student.
Yes, I am. I was a film student.
What was that like?
It was completely useless. So if anybody is thinking of getting into film school, please don't. Don't do that.
Really?
No, it was... It was like, you get in there and they teach you how to become like an artist.
Like a cinephile? What do they call it?
Yeah, cinephile, basically. Writing and watching movies and then criticizing it. But like the thing is, like, real life, let's be honest here, real life, you don't actually make money or have a career out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, do you see a poet making money? Poets don't make money.
That's true. I've never seen a poet.
But every writer becomes like a copywriter, becomes writing articles, a journalist and all that. Those make money. So the same thing in film, right? If you're going out there just to make Hollywood movie, like, you know, art house movies, then you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna survive. You're gonna be working at a fucking waiter job for 30 years until like your big break, if it happens, you know.
Yeah,
so that's why film school was kind of useless in that way. But it did one thing that it was useful for is that it put a fire up my butt
to actually do something, and that's how like I started working on sets, working with other people as production assistants, and then like climbing up the ranks slowly, and then after that opening with a couple of homies in my production house, and then like jumping to become a director and really sharpening your skills there. And now I'm a creative director, and
that's life
now, you know, like, but the thing is, like, now that we want to get into narrative in a couple of years, it's possible. Why? Because we have the commercial stuff and corporate stuff holding us afloat. Like, I can pay rent, I can pay food, I can pay my car, I can pay anything I want. I have adult money now. God bless. You know, that's all
real.
That counts.
You really on the come up, for real. That's some crazy shit, for real.
Come on.
I know. But Loki, that's actually really cool. It's very inspiring, for real. Would you say it's easier to make, like, a script for a music video rather than, like, a short film? Easier for like anyone to make like a music video.
Well, what's the first things first is, like, apart from the fact that there's music, what is a music video?
A story.
Is it though? All story?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Music video does not have a style or format. For everything, you can do experimental, you can do documentary, you can do fiction, you can do scripted, you can do dialogue, or you can just not do dialogue at all and just tell a story like that.
Yeah.
So writing a music video is a lot easier because you're focused on visuals and you're focusing on the wow and you're focusing on tricks and techniques, you know?
Okay.
But writing a short film is a lot more difficult because there's a lot of research behind it. You have to do this thing called a Bible before doing a short film. And the Bible basically explains every character in depth.
Okay.
For example, like, Mateo, I'm going to write everything about your life.
That shit.
Everything.
Everything?
Your flaws.
Everything.
Your qualities, your fears, your disdains, your darkest memories, and your whole, like, upbringing. It's going to be in that Bible for that one character, so everybody understands that character properly, so we can actually write their script.
Okay.
And when you write their scripts, it takes a lot of research and a lot of writers to help, because you want to make it as plausible and as, like, real, you know? I'm not going to be like, hey, Mateo's sitting on that chair doing a radio station, how are you today, you know, like, what the fuck.
Yeah, it's
people weird. Don't talk like that,
100%, you know? It has to be fluid.
Yeah, so it takes a lot more effort to make a short film, and also, like, there's no money in short film, you know, like,
yeah,
music videos, it's easy, you know, you find an artist, you find a label, and you just, like, hey, this is how much I want for the music video to make it for you, and they're like, okay, and like, no, and you move on to the next. A short film, you got to get funding. Now, how do you get funding? Governments, private investors, yourself. Like, yeah. It's a lot harder to sell a film because a film does not have a direct ROI, return on investment,
yeah,
at the end of the day. You know, a music video does. It brings numbers.
That's true.
It's a marketing asset.
And it's easier. You can pop out more music videos than you do with short films, too.
Yeah, obviously. Yes, yes. You can shoot a lot of music videos if you want to. Or you can do, like, pretty insane music videos in once a month. Or depends. Yeah. Depends.
Especially with TikTok, anything can be a music video nowadays.
Music video, honestly, like, anything can be, just like, are you original or, you know,
aesthetic. And what about you, have you guys ever been, like, in a music video? Sandro, my fault, I can't like mispronounce it.
He's about to beat you up,
right? I'm about to crash out.
You about to crash out.
Sandro, my fault.
But no, not yet, but, you know, we got projects coming up. We got some top secret shit.
What can you tell us, though?
What can I tell you?
What can you tell me?
I can tell you it's going to be the most beautiful piece of music you've ever heard.
Word. What type of music is it going to be?
Country. Groovy.
Groovy.
Oh.
Country?
Shit, my bad.
Country? Really?
Groovy country, you know? Groovy. You ain't never heard about
it? I wanted a country artist on this show because we not just like rap and like pop. We're trying to get like anyone. But yo, if you do country.
All right, bro, you want a live performance right now?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yo, okay, hold
well,
on.
Well, you know I like my chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A bare jeans that fit just right, and the radio on.
But down.
I know it's gonna
down.
An American flag. It's funny how it's little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live or what you drive or the price tag on your clothes. This is dollars.
Yeah. Y'all were cooking. y'all were low-key.
Yo, we actually got this.
I'm down south with my little.
Get it right, boy.
Get it right, boy.
Get it good right here, boy.
Yeah! Oh!
God damn.
The fact that you brought up the American flag. Security's probably coming right now. The fact that you brought up the American flag was just so, like. All you're missing was a tractor.
Long live the tractor with the Star Spangled Banner.
A tractor. Someone's cousin.
Oh, we love cousins. Especially if they mix race, because they don't look like you.
Oh, this episode's crazy. This episode's insane. I don't even know what to talk about this book. What about you? What do you have in the works? What can you tell us you have in the works?
I have a couple of tracks in the works right now. They're a different vibe from Shady. Definitely different. They're a lot more introspective.
Okay.
I have one song that's like a little love song.
Ooh.
And then after that, I have a couple of diss tracks.
Really?
For some reason, it's always against white boys, but.
What did I do?
Huh?
Oh my god, what did I do?
No, you're the white sauce. You're good.
Okay, bad.
You kind of tan.
Yeah, you're kind of oof.
No, I'm not tan whatsoever.
I'm not a liar. That's the first thing you gotta know about me. I'm not a liar.
Hey, my fault.
And then I got some sad songs too, like some very introspective stuff.
Okay,
about
cool.
Life. Yeah.
Is it easy writing a diss track, or it's pretty easy? Easy, I guess.
I mean. They all came from very strong emotions, right?
Hating is hard.
But hating was the most easy one to write. Like, hating, hey. the diss tracks, I have, like, a couple of diss tracks.
Okay.
It took, like, 15 minutes to write it out because it was just, like, pure freestyle. And then it actually sounds great. And then you kind of structure it.
But I just said hating is hard.
Hating is, well.
It's hard? It's easy to hate.
It's pretty easy to hate.
But it goes hard.
It does go hard.
Oh, that's what you
reverse.
Mean by hard. Body.
Because, Loki, I had this, like, motto. For a minute, like...
You had a motto?
Like, yeah, I have a motto, right?
Mm. A motto. I thought you meant, like, model. I'm like, damn, you own people like that? That's crazy.
A motto.
Nah, I can't.
Yeah, chill, white boy. It's not the 1800s anymore.
Nah, they, I'm not allowed doing that anymore. But, like... I forgot what my motto is, but y'all took me... You laughed.
Composed.
I forgot what the motto is now. It's like, fuck, what was it? It's...
Early. I think it's in an own place.
Jealousy and hatred. That's what motivates me.
Jealousy and hatred.
The one thing that motivates me the most while doing this is jealousy and hatred.
Great. What's another motto?
Another motto? What's worse than ants in your pants? Michael Jackson?
That's a motto?
I kind of fuck with Michael Jackson in pants. I ain't gonna lie.
It's better to have ants in your pants than Michael Jackson in your pants. What?
I feel like Michael Jackson would be better in your pants. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yo, get that shout out.
That's why you want to know. Simone.
Yeah, like, yo. Finna catch that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Neverland Ranch, for real.
It's in all of us.
Yo, is Neverland Ranch still a thing?
I don't know, but ranch is.
I hope so.
How old are you?
Old enough.
That's crazy.
Hey.
Okay. My personal motto. I have three personal mottos in life.
This is a quote of the day. What's the quote of the day, bro?
Let's get it.
Quote of the day?
Yeah, is this your quote of the day or is this like completely?
Okay, quote of the day. Okay. Jump in the ocean and learn how to swim.
Word.
Yeah.
And what about you, man? Sandro, I said it right this time.
Damn, that's really on the spot. Tickle the balls, follow the walls.
Balls to the walls?
Tickle the balls, no. Follow the walls.
Oh, it's like the everybody's a everybody's a prostitute. Just depends on which price.
Exactly.
And my phone. See, just fell
he gets
the crack.
It.
Whatever.
Gets
your phone fell through the crack.
It's okay. I'll take it later.
Okay, type shit.
Notorious crack.
It'd be like that sometimes, for real.
Cracker.
What did you call me? Oh, we just... No.
You can call me Chan.
No. Oh, my God.
What up?
I don't even know what to talk about at this point anymore.
Look, how about we talk about you?
Talk about me?
Yeah, okay. What, like, oh, how was... No. Was your father present in your life?
To some extent, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. What did he do in life?
Well, my dad used to work for the government.
Oh, okay.
And then after, he decided to help my grandfather run a shoe store.
Oh, my God. What shoe store?
It's called La Boutique de Cordonnier. It's on...
La Boutique de Cordonnier?
It's on Boulevard de Laurentide.
Boutique de Cordonnier de Laurentide.
You know, there's like...
Oh, it's in Laval.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that one cowboy store?
Yeah.
I'm right next to that. That's my uncle.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so you get a lot of shoes, I guess?
Somewhat. But it's mostly like orthopedic stuff.
Orthopedic stuff?
Yeah, like...
So your knees are good?
Yeah, my knees are... fine. But like, they also got like construction boots and stuff like that too.
Oh, the construction boots go hard.
Yeah,
though.
Like
as
steel
a style?
Toe? For yeah. Real. Yeah, like Timberland Hell boots.
Yeah. Yeah, and what about your mom? What does she do?
My mom also works with us too.
Okay, so it's like a whole family thing.
Yeah, that's whole family. But I've been working there since I was like 10.
10 years old.
There. Yeah, I still work there, dude. I'm like 20.
Were you like fixing shoes and stuff?
Yeah.
Child, you know what?
He's small and got nimble hands. So he can lace it easily.
No.
And that's great. That's actually really great that you're running a family business and helping. Like, my parents were chefs too, you know? So, both of them, like, I helped them out in the restaurants a lot. So, and because I was small and nimble, the same thing, you know, I was like fixing stuff in there. And
hey, I've been doing child labor for a minute.
Child labor is the way to go, honestly, when you got immigrant parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
And what about you, Sandra? What you been doing?
What I've been doing, how? For what?
Work. Or anything.
For work?
Or what do your parents do?
What do my parents do? Yeah, you said, what have I been doing? I don't know. I'm here.
We're interviewing him, though.
We are interviewing you.
Oh, man.
Hold on. What do your grandparents do?
My grandparents also do that. It's a whole family business.
It's a whole family business.
Yeah, okay. But on my mom's side, my grandmother's retired.
So you're close to your family?
To some extent, yeah.
Very.
Whether I want to or not, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have an unhinged question for you. Very unhinged.
Say it.
Ta lista? Si.
Say it.
Okay. You're in bed.
No.
No. No.
Immediately no.
I don't like it.
Okay.
My mom's listening to this. You gotta watch out.
Sandro, you're in bed.
I'm in bed.
Does it make it any better?
Tucked away.
Behind you, there is your father.
No. Halfway. No, 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 no.
What are you going
to
say?
Anyways, later on you said that earlier you wanted to be a journalist, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said nothing remotely to that.
No, you're graduating communications.
I'm studying literary publishing.
Where does that bring?
It's like books and stuff.
Books and stuff. So you like to read?
Somewhat, yeah.
How's your writing?
I don't want to boast. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, you can boast. You can boast.
I want to hear it.
I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good?
Pretty decent.
I love that. I love writers. I love that people are good at writing. Like, I swear to God.
I like doing stories.
Stories.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good with stories.
So you wrote a couple of short stories?
For school, yeah.
Some smut?
Send it over. I would love to read it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a big writer, too. That's why.
That's what made me start writing like songs and stuff too.
Oh, okay. So you write songs.
I write songs.
This man is full of surprises.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I dabble.
You dabble? Yeah. Oh, please stop being humble.
I used to ghostwrite for my boy Kenny and his girlfriend.
Stop. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Keep on flexing. I want to hear
you
flex.
He's talking about Kenny Beats, y'all.
Kenny Beats. No.
Yeah.
I'm actually serious right now. Like, I actually want to know this guy a little bit better.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been writing for it's been like a year. Give or take, because I started writing because I wanted to be on the same level. Well, not same level. I wanted to like have something to talk about with Mario. Mario, who's not here, but he's always here. Usually.
Who's Mario?
Mario is the one of my co-hosts too.
Okay.
He's always here. He runs CBA. He's the guy
Okay, it's the little guy. Yeah. It's the short, skinny guy with the mustache and the brown hair.
Yeah, right? I totally know him.
Yeah, boy, okay. Yo.
I ran one of his events. Yeah.
Yes.
I think we might have met, bro.
Yo,
we might have crossed paths.
Yeah. No, we totally met. There you go. Life is small.
Oh my God, life is small.
That is crazy.
For real.
Can I be honest about something?
What's up?
I don't actually know Mario. I just stalked the come up.
I know Mario though. I know Mario. I ran his event at the Le Crib, and as well as when he did.
It was actually at a studio. You came to your studio.
Yeah, it was at the studio. Yeah.
Oh, it's the one that you stayed for.
Yeah, exactly.
Mulan.
It was like
the
first day.
Oh yeah, we saw Mulan perform.
Yeah. Okay. That's where you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. That day, I just wanted to go home. Sorry about that. I didn't want to stay. I'm sorry.
I was there for Mulan. That I dipped.
Okay.
There was
yeah.
The other guy with a guitar, apparently.
Yeah, Peter Drucker. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he's cool.
Yeah, it was a showcase for clients. Okay, that's great. Oh my god, life is just, oh my god, Montreal is
small, bro. For real, everyone knows someone.
So I have a question for you. Why the hell, if you've been writing a lot and all that, where are your tracks?
They're somewhere.
Huh?
They're somewhere.
Somewhere?
They're somewhere.
Over the rainbow?
No, not on the, because legally I'm not allowed to play any of my own music on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, true, because you can't like self-promote.
Yeah, but
illegal.
Me and Mario have worked on some things.
Okay, how about this, okay? For the next episode, you're going to pass me the track. I'm going to go do one ad-lib and claim it as mine, an unreleased of mine, and then we can play it.
Yeah, I'll produce it, bro. Easy, easy.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, it's actually featuring
exactly.
Our host.
You're just featured. You're just featured.
It's featuring our host. He's on it 99% of the time.
Exactly.
That's him.
I would have to go under a different name, though. I would have to go under a different name.
What was your name?
What's the original?
I'll go. Okay, this is off the record. Hang on, I'm gonna turn off the mics for y'all real quick. Hang on, 2 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Lit.
We back. I know it is pretty lit, right?
I fuck with that.
I love that name.
Yeah, I can't just go White Boy with Sauce. That's too obvious. You know what I mean?
That's way too obvious.
A White Boy with Sauce is a little bit derogatory.
It's
a little racist, you know. I feel a little offended. If we couldn't say that anymore throughout this, I'd feel better about that.
Yeah, I don't like that because I actually use white sauce, but in different contexts.
Okay, you know what? We finally play more of your music.
For falafel.
Yeah, my ass. All right, come on, man.
Falafel.
We about to take a little break, but we're gonna finally play more music from Yeni Yuka. All right, stick around, yo. 69 to come up.
Stick around. Love you.
Yes, sir.
Shorty wanna know, oh, oh, no. Are we gonna flow, oh, oh, how we gonna go, oh, oh, go, go. If you say no, oh, oh, yeah, no. Like, wait up, baby, don't you try to run away, I'm finna call you. Baby, what you tryna do, I wanna give you some new breakthrough. Conversate with you until the morning. Let's go break the ice and baby, we can get to something. Yeah, the day we rise and the night will fall when you disappear. But I'm trying to get a kiss before you be a souvenir. If I can't get you nostalgia, we'll be messing with my mind. But I hope it ain't gonna happen if you're by my side. Do you wanna spend every night and day 24/7? Maybe come and stay, you and my addiction. Like oxytocin, don't say a word, let the body do the work. Ay, I know that you feeling blue from the way he treated you. Baby, you know that he was a clown. Heard that lately, he's been messing out of shorty. Talk to me, we can hang around and see. We can vibe with E's. Don't you mind about them deets? We gon' flow. We have right now, girl, you allowed to hate me some more. Come and look me in the eyes and tell me that I'm fooling lies, that I'm the guy that ruined your life. We can ride till the night, till we can't see the light. With your cute ass by my side, I guess we'll be alright.
Yeah, you'll be I'll be honest, I've been on it. up into the air, ride the dine, oh, baby. Giving all my love, no return, oh, baby. Tell me that you hear me, but don't ghost me, baby. Like, wait, like, wait, like, wait up for me. Like, wait, like, wait, like, wait up for me. That ruined your life. We can ride till the night, till they can't see the light. With your cute ass by my side, I guess we'll be alright. Don't you leave me, baby.
Don't you leave me, baby.
Don't you leave me out here all alone, baby.
Out here on my own.
Hey, radio listeners. Have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your... If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. And friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
We back at it again, yo. 1690, welcome back to the come up. I'm the white boy with sauce, and we're with Sandro and Yeni Yuka. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah. Yes, you sir, got it this time. Let's
the
go.
The night's almost over, but I'm having such a good time, for real. But you just told me something very interesting. I think we should talk about before we end it off.
Okay.
What did you say?
I love big band jazz, and I love Quebecois music.
Very true.
I don't actually like hip-hop.
I feel like that's such an interesting thing. Do you want to talk about what makes you go towards more that genre and less towards the opposite?
Like, I'm gonna pull out, like, the whole, like, old boomer thing when they say, like, hey, what the hell? Like, it's just people talking, and I don't like that. And that's true, because for me, like, I don't consider the voice, like, your vocal cords as a musician, like, as, like, an instrument, you know. I consider, and like, as a vehicle for words, I consider it as an instrument, right? In hip-hop, rap is, like, used as, like, a drum beat, you know? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, I prefer using the voice as, like, a violin, and that's why I prefer... I grew up on a lot of big band jazz, and I grew up on a lot of Quebecois music, and I love the singing, you know, actually showing, like, that there's been, like, work, like, technical work behind it, and then...
Talent.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that rappers are not talented, but, like, there's been this thing, like, this is a personal hot take, but I don't like wordy rappers.
Oh, lyrical.
Oof. No, okay. Even the ones that are deep, like, you know, like Mos Def, I'm running out of Nas.
Nas, yeah.
You know, all those lyrical, like, even J. Cole. and Kendrick.
Come on, there's some good tracks.
They got some good tracks, you know, but like at the end of the day, like I don't like wordy music. I listen to zone out. I don't listen to lyrics at all. If that's kind of weird to say, and that's the philosophy I have when I'm writing music, and that might be a little bit of an imposter mentality, especially because I know there's a lot of hip hop heads listening to this. But
that's cool. But everyone has their own taste.
But I always use my voice like an instrument. That's my main focus. Like my lyrics are never the priority. If you get what I mean.
100%.
On the music, it's always like it's always to feel the vibe. It's always the vibe of the music first. Like, I can use that argument in the same way that, like, why do you listen to foreign music? Why do you listen to foreign language music that you don't understand anything? Because it's the vibe. Because music is the language itself.
I never thought of it like that. That's actually really cool.
Yeah. K-pop is huge, but, like, let's be honest. Like, almost everyone in America listening to K-pop don't understand a word.
That's true.
And they're still vibing to it. And
that's what it is. I understand them.
Is there a genre that you feel the same way about, in a way, Sandro?
Genre that I feel same way about? Definitely new age rap.
New age
like
rap.
Yeet, like these new guys coming up. I just don't get it, man. I feel so old listening to this shit.
I feel you.
I don't understand.
It's, I feel like it takes a lot to get used to. It's mostly for, like, music to play like during like a loud party.
Yeah, the thing is though, I fuck with the production. The production is crazy.
Yeah,
every single time the production is out of this world, but I just don't fuck with the artists. They're doing like the most bare minimum on it, and it's gonna sound great because the beat is great.
Stop the era of nonchalance. Yeah. That's what it is.
Exactly. I hate that.
Exactly.
Like, where is the extra people? You know, where are the Princes, the fucking Michael Jacksons? Who? Where are they? Where are they anymore?
There hasn't
you know?
Been one in a minute, I find.
Why are you so nonchalant and just being like acting cool? Like, what's the cool card anyways, you know?
What is cool anyway?
You know, at the end of the day, like if you think about like newer artists today that are kind of blowing up and not going nonchalant, like Doechii. You know, Doechii's also all about maximalism, and that's, I love it. I love that she's kind of bringing this back, and people are kind of putting in effort. Kendrick Lamar, the same way, too, you know, like, especially in the hip-hop scene, he's bringing back the artistry and, like, actually pushing yourself to do something new instead of just being cool.
100%.
So, are we going to talk about how Doechii lost 30 million million listeners?
We are out of time.
I was about to say.
We have one more song, and it's Saturday by Kana that we're about to play. Dude,
God bless Kana.
For real. Yo, thank you to Yenny, Yuka, and Sandro for the craziest episode we've had in a minute. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. Well, you guys have something last to say? Little last words?
Do you really want to hear my last words?
I'm scared to hear it.
Okay, stay scared. That's my last words.
Stay scared. What about you, Sandro?
I love the people.
We all love people, bro. You know what? I like that. This is 69 The Come Up, Saturday by Kana. Let's get it.
It's sad, don't really got much to say. But I'd rather be alone, trick what I can do. Chilling with a bitch, but I forgot. Knowing that's the last time that I see her, I don't know what to do. But I know I can't lose. Yeah, I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my mind, it's true. Yeah, don't tell nobody, I'm on pessimist time, it ain't new. Ain't nobody saving me. I don't make believe. I'm on my own. I might think that we'll go far and treat you like a throwaway.